You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you booked a class at a boutique fitness studio, like personal training or spinning, yoga, CrossFit, Pilates, there is a very good chance you used my next guest software. It's called Mindbody, and it's the most popular platform for wellness fitness classes. 59,000 different places use it. So how did Mindbody make a business out of, well, other people's businesses? Founder and CEO Rick Stollmeyer stopped by our studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lizzie. It's a pleasure to be here.
How'd you come up with this idea to sort of create this software platform that now feels ubiquitous?
Well, my best friend from high school, Blake Beltram, in 1998, he and I were dreaming up .com ideas like so many people were back then. Meanwhile, he was writing software for yoga, Pilates, and spinning studios in L.A. And I learned about this industry with him, and together we decided to build a company around it. I fell in love with these people, these amazing grassroots entrepreneurs who were leaving the safety of a job to build out their own space, sign a multi-year lease, put all of their net worth probably into a studio or a spa, all designed to help people live healthier, happier lives.
That is a very pretty answer. But come on, how did you say, like, yeah, I can make a business out of yoga?
Well, the way they operate is surprisingly complicated.
Really?
They have a scheduling problem. They have a staff management problem. They have a CRM opportunity. They need
What's a CRM opportunity?
A customer relationship management.
Okay.
Even a small neighborhood boutique wellness studio will have 300, 400, 500 customers. The thriving ones have thousands of customers that they have to manage. They sell them these really strange passes, a 1-class, 5-class, 10-class pass. They sell monthly memberships. They do things like workshops and certification programs. And so there's a lot of complexity in how they operate. And what we saw was a lot of complexity and no system available to help them. The only software relevant at the time was health club software. And that's a breakage model. It says, I'm going to sign you up for a membership and hope you don't come too often because we don't have enough Stairmasters and Ellipticals. But if you're going to a Pilates or gyro class like you do, or you're going to a spinning class or yoga or a bar class or a CrossFit workout, that's consumption economics. They only make money when you show up.
When you think about the past couple of years, you guys went public.
We did in 2015.
You had a bumpy year after that.
We did. Yeah, well, there were two things that were going on there. First of all, the market had kind of soured against these fast growth tech companies that were burning a lot of cash. And we had our foot firmly on the gas of both growth and developing additional software. A lot of things that are on the market today, the new MindBody app, the dynamic pricing system, the introductory offer system that's built into the app, the fact that the software on both the business and consumer side works on mobile, every mobile device as well as on the web, all of that was being built. And so when we went public, we had a pretty hefty cash burn going on, and the market was not thrilled with that. The second thing was this perception that small businesses are tough to scale a company on. They're tough to bet on. And I think many companies have proven that wrong today, not just us, but you know, Shopify and Wix, for example, are just great cloud-based software companies built on small business.
We are looking at this sort of expansion of wellness as a phenomenon, but also a business. Why do you think it is so popular right now?
I think there's a couple of reasons. First and foremost, of course, we have a massive health crisis in our country and, frankly, in every developed country in the world. In many ways, we've never been healthier in terms of our ability to live longer. I mean, modern medicine is a miracle. But in other ways, we've never been less healthy. Obesity, adult onset diabetes, cardiovascular disease are just rampant. What's interesting to us is that the affluent professionals get it. And perhaps those folks, we, are healthier than we've ever been, much healthier than our parents and grandparents' generation because we really take the time to care for ourselves. And
well, do you mean get it or can afford it?
Can afford it. You see, and there you go. There's this widening chasm in so many ways in our society, and one of them is in wellness. And if you look at the folks who don't have the pocketbook to pay $200 or $300 a month for these experiences, their health and wellness as in aggregate has never been worse.
Does that weigh on you as a CEO? Because, you know, I look at the list of services or companies that I can go to on MindBody, and a lot of them are $35 a class. That's a lot of money.
It is.
Do you think about that? Do you think I'm making inequality worse with my business?
I am deeply concerned about it. And we as a company are deeply concerned about it because our purpose isn't to connect the affluent world to wellness. Our purpose is to connect the entire world to wellness. And so coming up with ways in which these businesses and practitioners can deliver their services in a way that drops the price point for those who can't afford the full rack rate is one of our most important priorities. So this dynamic pricing system we just released. Think about this. There's 4.8 million class and appointment sessions a day offered on the MindBody platform. Less than half of them are filled. So every day, there's more than 2.5 million sessions that nobody benefited from. Mm. And in most of those cases, the business could have delivered those sessions to somebody with very little incremental cost of goods sold. So in other words, if they would just fill those last few seats.
Yeah, but who takes the loss if they fill that seat for $8?
There is no loss. I mean, the point is that if you're like, let's take a spinning class.
Yeah.
Okay, and you got 25 bikes in the room and you filled 20 of them. What does it cost you to put 5 more people in there? That's the same principle as filling the last seats on the airplane. Dynamic pricing is everywhere in our world today. We take it for granted in travel and leisure, sporting activities. It hasn't hit this market yet until now because they didn't have the technology.
And what's the response from, you know, the spinning studio down the street?
So the first response is they want to know for sure that this isn't going to create a race to the bottom because they have pattern recognition. They've seen some stories before, like, for example, Groupon several years ago.
Right.
When Groupon hit the fitness space, it was harmful to many of these businesses. It caused this sort of degradation of their perceived value. There's auto models like ClassPass. Mm-hmm. ClassPass has had significant success in engaging more consumers. By the way, they're a technology partner of ours. But they've had to keep iterating the model to try and get it right because the studio has to
translate that to raising their prices.
Right. Because what was happening was you could buy a $99 ClassPass in New York City, which you could go to multiple studios unlimited. Those studios can't survive if that's the basic rate that they're offering. So let's take it back to the basics here. If you are on a limited budget and you're time flexible or you're willing to commit in advance, you can get a class significantly cheaper with dynamic pricing. That's a win for the studio because they're able to fill those last minute spots. And on the other end, if they get commitment to the classes, then they know they can actually hold the class. They'll cancel the class in many cases if they don't get bookings. And then if you're somebody who's got the ability to pay and you absolutely positively want that best spinning class at 5:30 tonight, there's an increased chance there'll be a spot available for you, but you're going to pay a little premium.
Rick Stollmeyer, CEO of MindBody Online, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And if you're thinking of taking up yoga in the new year, head over to marketplace.org to read our colleague Jana Kasparkevich's piece about the cost of becoming a yogi.